This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
That's a little inspiring, right? I hope that penetrated the message and what they are working on and what we're all doing together to change this country, change this country. Speaking of changing this country, you want to know who's changing it for the worse? People right here in the city of Scottsdale. We already know Scottsdale's got issues. We've got Mayor Corruption County, audit, crickets, right? And then what else do we got? Oh, we got the rhinos here in Arizona, and they're all over the place. Oh, this is when you say anything about the audit here in Arizona, this is what you hear. Yeah, that's crickets. Go ahead and ask Karen Fan about the audit, and that's the answer you get. You get the crickets, right? So we got lots of problems here. But the most recent problem, Church of Satan, they're coming here for their annual convention. Literally, there is an annual convention from people that are Satanists that do orgies, and they do, human sacrifice and sacrificing animals and all kinds of crazy ass satanic worshiping. So I asked my good friend Lucy to come on the show to talk about it because they're coming here next month. So let me do her intro for you guys. So I worked on this last night. I was like, this is a pretty good intro. So Lucy DeGrazia is a professionally trained musician with extensive experience performing with numerous symphonies and orchestras. Being a mother of five, she realized early on the institutional school systems were incompetent at educating children and were only indoctrination centers. So she homeschooled all of them and became an active and loud advocate. In 2020, she ran for the Scottsdale Unified School District Board. Oh, they've been in the news too, people. And her campaign was sabotaged by rhinos and the elected elite establishment who love CRT, SEL, and CSE. And if you haven't heard of that one, it's comprehensive sex education. Oh, my God. And look at how that turned out for our current board of spies, tyrants, and Nazis. Masks for everyone's. And pedophiles are awesome. Yes, that is going on here in the Scottsdale School District. She's also a precinct committee man in LD23 with me, which is how we met. And I encourage people to go check out our page on the Take Action tab in order to become a precinct committee man. It's very easy. We're talking about that earlier with Will and the precinct strategy, Dan Schultz. We're partnered with those guys. Everything, all their information, literally, it's on our website. You Take Action tab. It's right there. Her Christian faith has been incredibly strong her entire life, and she currently is the worship leader at the Hope of the Valley Assemblies in Tempe. Lucy's current mission is to bring awareness to the Church of Satan's invasion of Scottsdale, Arizona, for their first annual nationwide convention of Satanists, February 11th through the 13th, which is right there during the Phoenix Open. And this demonic Sawara Hotel is the location for all the hedonists to come, which, of course, our previous Mayor Lane welcomed with open arms because he said Scottsdale is the inclusive city, so why not bring on the Satanists? It's unbelievable. You can't write this stuff. It's unbelievable. Audience, a big round of applause for our God and country loving, people protecting, truth bombing, demon kicking, freedom spreading, music making, faith leading, homeschooling, child saving, Satan slayer. Lucy, how are you today, my friend?
I am awesome. And that intro was, wow, made me feel really good there. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And that's what I try to do I do on this show. I want people to feel good about who they are and how good of a message they're getting out, or the hard work that they're doing, or the things they're sacrificing. Because a lot of the times we're out there busting our rear ends and we're getting backlash, or we're getting the haters who are just demons, right? Evil spirits that are out there that are saying, oh, Lucy's bad for the school board. But yet then all of a sudden they're recalling people from the school board, and then they're calling Lucy and say, hey, if we get him out, can you go ahead and take the spot? She's like, you guys should have thought of that the first time. So now clean up your own mess and your poopy diapers, right? So you're doing great work, and you're always out there on the front lines, and you should be recognized for that, because that's kind of how.
I think I was a little ahead of my time running for the school board. The Scottsdale parents weren't ready for the truth that they now know.
No, they weren't. They were just all happy to wear their masks, and they couldn't wait for their kids to get the non-vaccine bioweapon, and they got the bioweapon, and they got the booster shots, and they said, we need more masks. Can we wear three? Yeah, welcome to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, until the reality hit, and they went, oh, my gosh, what did we just sign on for? Yeah.
what did we do? And then, there you have it. Yeah. So homeschooling is something that people should really consider, because the indoctrination centers, you keep in mind here, the Department of Education, which is what it used to be called when I was young. I think that's what it was called when you grew up in Connecticut. They call it the Department of Public Instruction. So right then and there, they're instructing children as opposed to educating them.
Yep.
Why would you want your child to be a part of that? Regardless of everything that we're talking about. Why are they there? And you're paying taxes for it.
Yeah, parents need to step up and save their children. They got to save their children. They got to save our families. And in the end, it'll save the country. But they have to protect their children now at all costs. And that means pulling them out. But, because, Satan's here. And Satan's been here. It's so funny because I wrote the article, Satan's coming to Scottsdale, or is he already here, right? I mean, you think about what's been going on here. We've got the Lucifer telescope here and that the Vatican owns. We've got the 5G blockchain that's coming right out of our devil university. Our capital city is the Phoenix, which is the devil bird. We're the sex trafficking hub of the world, pretty much number two, right? So Satan, I'm not surprised that Satan feels very at home here, are you?
Well, you give a great point. You're giving out specifics of all the bad things that are here. And literally, I had no idea Arizona was so demonic and like loved Satan. But ASU, they're the Sun Devils. Like, wait, what? Wait.
Right?
Wait a second. What? And the best part is that you enlightened me this in a very short period of time. So you keep pointing these things out. And I'm like, I had no idea. And I'm going to tell everybody a story, because you mentioned the 5G. And it's not that we're not talking about the Church of Satan. It's just that all of this is compounded, and it all connects
to each
other.
It's all linked together.
One big web of pure evil, destruction, and demons. So Lucy and I went over to the Mayor of Corruption County, our board, our county GOP meeting. And we did that 3 weeks ago. And then we went over last weekend to the state meeting for the GOP. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that ton of time, but I just wanted to, because I wanted to mention the 5G. I wanted to mention the 5G. So we drove, for those of you that are here, we drove Cactus from about the 101 to the church, which is Dream City Church, which is a demonic church, okay? Well, because we got sick there. We got sick there, which, because I know that there was something they must have been in it's aerosol, right? Because that's in the patents as to how this quote-unquote COVID bioweapon, right? It's the non-vaccine bioweapon is actually transmitted, and that's fact. It's in the patents. You don't believe me, episode 285 and 286. So with that being said, when we were driving, and that's over to Cave Creek, and then we drove home on Greenway, two major streets, the amount of 5G towers with all kinds of boxes in all sizes and shapes, and some of them they try to disguise as palm trees, I've never seen anything like it in my life. That it was one after the next, and some were huge, some were like trying to be sneaky, some were, I could not believe all of them. And that's when you kind of enlightened me, and I was like, this is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're surrounded. But so we're also surrounded by Satan. So let's talk about this, because I got some. I want to inform you. So we have a new, the Church of Satan, in case you didn't know, has been around since the 60s. It was started in, of all places, San Francisco, by Anton LaVey in 1966. He erected the first temple of Satan, and then the second location for the Church of Satan is, of all places, Hell's Kitchen, New York, right? So it really took some good root there. And then Michael Aquino joined up with Anton LaVey, and he was our, I don't know if you know about him, but he was our army Satanist. He was the official high ranking in our U.S. military and open Satanist that our military had no problem with. And what he wound up doing was he took all like the mind control techniques that the military uses, and he implemented them in his Church of Satan on his members in his congregation. So it's kind of interesting. But fast forward, now we have our new hip modern Church of Satan leader, and he comes straight from none other than the pits of hell, Detroit. And he's a social activist, Harvard grad, and his name is Doug Meisner, but he likes his Satan name, Lucian Graves. Lucian Graves, he calls himself. He is the modern leader of the Church of Satan. He is responsible for the Protect Children Project, which gave us our newly rising after-school Satan clubs that you're seeing in the schools, right? After-school Satan. And and so, yeah, he's bringing, this is their first national convention. They're coming out here basically, they're flipping the bone at Mayor Lane in Scottsdale because they lost a lawsuit in 2016. They petitioned to do the opening prayer of invocation prayer at our political meetings in Scottsdale, and they were denied because Satanists don't invoke a higher power. They invoke themselves, and we don't want anybody invoking themselves at our meetings. We have enough of that with the rhinos and the establishment.
Right. It's so true.
So we said no, and now they're coming after us.
Oh, that's great.
We do need to take it serious. It's not a silly thing. It's a pretty serious thing because their goal is not to make the whole world Satanist. Their goal is to take God out of our laws and our system of government. And what they do is they become real annoying like they're doing now, and they force the Christians and the patriots to stand up against them. And then they go to the higher powers and they go, you see, and the higher powers go, yeah, you know what? This is creating so much craziness. Let's just eliminate all of it, right? And that's how you get prayer taken out of school, and you get the Ten Commandments taken out of your courthouses, and you wind up where good is evil, and now evil is good, and you pick your gender, and you get arrested if you don't use the right pronouns, and, you know, on and on and on and on it goes. But this is where it starts. So we need to be out there, and I'm calling on all Christians and Jews, because you're part of this too, guys, and you got to get out there and stand for God, because God tells us, resist the devil and he will flee. God never says, hey, welcome him in, because, you know, you have religious freedom here and it's really good, and it's really good to share our beliefs with Satanists. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible, so... so I'm calling people to come out there and pray, not a protest. You don't fight anger with anger. You fight evil with good. And so we're going to be out there in prayer and worship. And we'll be out there for these Satanists. I mean, these people are lost. Maybe we can share the gospel with some of them and get them to come to the light. I mean, these people are living in really dark places, you know? But Scottsdale Christians need to wake up, because they've been asleep at the wheel for a very long time. I'm really saddened, Michelle, to tell you the truth. I've been living in Scottsdale for 16 years and attending Scottsdale churches, one disappointment after the next, after the next, after the next. Most of them don't even ever preach on the topic of evil or resisting or Ephesians 6, your armor. I talk to Scottsdale Christians all day long. They don't even know what the armor of God is, let alone have any of it on. So, you know, we need to strengthen up here. We need to get out. We need to, you know, be in prayer, be in worship. This is God's country. He gave us this land, and he will take it from us. If you know, I mean, what does he say? You know, I think it was Jeremiah, where he said, you know, show me one person that's still good and I won't destroy the land. And there was no, not one, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's our time. Well, God's calling us.
You know, what you brought up is, A, this is not a protest, and you don't fight, you fight evil with good. But because, and you said you've been here 16 years, and the Scottsdale Church is a big disappointment, just like our Scottsdale
yeah.
government, our mayor corruption government, our Doug Ducey,
yeah.
and all the bad things that are here, the people that are in elected elite positions, not leaders, in leadership positions, literally driving this state over the cliff. In many,
yeah.
many ways, because, you know, that don't forget our city of Scottsdale, or the city of Scottsdale city council, they thought it was an awesome idea to vote 7-0 to approve
yeah.
an ordinance that says it's okay for a man who's identifying as a woman to go into and with a beard and a dress on to go pick and
mm-hmm.
choose whatever bathroom he wants to go into. And it could just happen to be a locker room for a girl's school where the next thing you know, he's peeing next to a 6-year-old. And they thought that was an awesome idea. So they're not alone.
Yeah.
They're not alone, people. There was like at the time when we found this out at our precinct committee man meeting, which is why I encourage you to get involved and become when you learn these things. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So over the summer, when they were telling us at that time, there was 8 cities that all voted, that's an awesome idea, sign us up because we're a diverse city. No, that is not diversity. That is bad. That is insane.
Yeah.
God help the man who says he's a woman with a big furry beard and a burly,
right.
burly body wearing a dress in the bathroom when I come out and I'm trying to put on lipstick and there he is putting on his lipstick. God help that
right.
man, because that is not
right.
that is not in diversity, inclusion, and whatever other word that is now they attach to that, equity or who knows what the hell it is. But anyway,
right. Well,
my point of saying,
I gotta tell you, we
point,
are.
Yeah,
well, we are.
Let me make this point because it's a back to the church
yeah.
and the power of what people aren't doing. You brought up a great point about how when the churches aren't doing their job to preach and to teach properly because they're leaving things out. They're leaving out the Ephesians. They're leaving out Revelation. Right? My Canarian
yeah.
questions, bear with me. You're the smart one, not me.
Yeah.
They're leaving these things out. So then people don't realize that they have the power to push back. And they're thinking, oh, well, I didn't, no one told me. That's what I say to you all the time when we're on the phone. I'm like, well, I didn't
right.
know. No one, I didn't know. Nobody told me. You're like, oh, well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to help you. So you say,
yeah.
Resist the devil and he will
that.
Flee. I didn't know that. I didn't know
right.
if he resists the devil, he will flee. But all of us,
yeah.
a lot of us don't know it. We don't know.
Right. Because our churches,
we have the power.
Our churches have, been, yeah, our churches have been weak. Our churches are not teaching. They're, you know, we have a lot of churches that have made pacts with the government and the medical industry over this whole COVID, and they've agreed. And you see these churches who are requiring masks or requiring distance, and you know they're doing COVID testing in their parking lots and that kind of stuff. And I just want to tell you, Michelle, they don't realize. It's almost like you forgive them, Lord. They don't realize what they're doing. They're participating unknowingly in satanic ritual, because satanic ritual is cover the face. It's a mask, and it's, you have a pentagram on the floor. Each point on the pentagram is 6 feet apart, so you stand
oh.
6 feet. And I don't have to tell you groups of sixes, right? You put your groups
yeah.
of sixes together. So they've had us for 2 years participating, good Christian people, under this lie of, oh, you're helping grandma if you wear your mask. No, you're serving Satan unknowingly. And this is where Jesus tells us, you know, don't be deceived. Be careful. Stay on this narrow path, because there's a lot of lies out there. I mean, Satan is the father of lies. And the Satanists, look at their website. They go, we don't worship Satan, really good people, right? Because they're the father of lies. So people
nice.
Go, oh, the Satanists, they don't worship Satan. They're just an environmental club. Well, then you've been deceived, right? And, you know,
exactly.
we've got to wake up out of this. Yeah, we've got to wake up out of this. The other, and I know we're running out of time, Michelle, but the other thing I really want to hit is what our churches are doing. A lot of the, and it's not every church, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to attack all pastors, but there is a huge section maybe of Scottsdale churches who just do not ever talk about repentance or your relationship with the Lord. They make it seem like, hey, Jesus is this really cool hippie in sandals. He just loves you just the way you are, doesn't ever want you to do anything. Whatever you're doing, you're good right there. And that's like couldn't be farther than the truth. And, you know, when you read Proverbs number 2, it's full of action words, verbs, where we're told to listen and to treasure and to tune our ears and to cry out and to search and to seek, because that's where we find the truth. We don't just sit back, continue in our addictions and all our stuff and you know, I'm going to church on Sunday, and on Monday I'm back to my own self, but I'm a Christian, I'm a good person. And
well, that sounds very
there's
Catholic.
No power. There's no power. Yeah. And so I'm here to call on the Christians to know your Holy Spirit power. Dive into the Word. So the sword of the Spirit is part of our armor. That is the Word of the Lord, and you're useless without it. So don't depend on your churches to teach you anymore. Don't depend on your pastors. Yes, go to church, because we do need to be in fellowship with each other. So don't use it as an excuse to not go to church, but study on your own. Study on your own. Read, because the Lord will teach you. And then get out there and stand with us from the 11th through the 13th, and just be out there praying. You don't have to come out all day long. You can come out for an hour. Pray some psalms, pray through some psalms, bring some friends, sing some songs. I'll be out there with my guitar. We can sing, we can worship. We're returning to God is what this is about, not a protest. This is a prayer fest. So we've got to return to our roots, and our roots are the Judeo-Christian God who gave us this land 400 years ago and said, occupy it until I return, not invite in all the evil and live amongst the evil and become evil, right?
Or set it on fire. So, yeah, we don't need to do that either.
Right.
Which is what we're doing. We're doing a good job of that.
No,
so it's the Saguaro Hotel.
So
I just want to make sure that everybody knows the date.
The other thing you can do is go on the reviews. Go on Yelp and give the Saguaro. Hit them up with some negative reviews for doing this, because that'll hit them in the pocketbook. And maybe they'll think twice before they are going to have the nation's Satanists come into our city streets. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You get a bunch of people that got their panties in a wad when somebody wouldn't make a cake because it was against their hardcore religious values. But then there's crickets when a satanic group called the Church of Satan is going to come and party all weekend long, have orgies, and do satanic sacrifices at the hotel, because the hotel thinks that the contract is, you know, there's nice dollar signs in that. Nobody's saying anything. So that just, it puts things into perspective on how we've all lost our way as to what's our priorities.
Yeah. It's all silliness and nonsense until somebody's backyard dog goes missing from their backyard over the weekend, never to be seen again. Because they will sacrifice animals. Yeah.
Yeah. Which will happen.
They will
so
sacrifice.
Keep your animals indoors, people, and your children, because who knows at what level they're going to push the envelope. Because when you have, it's kind of like a BLM riot, right? So it starts off of people just kind of pushing and shoving, and then next thing you know, the entire block is demolished because it's been lit on fire. So you have this demonic energy, and you have people getting all riled up. And so it starts with just, hey, let's just all have a big orgy. Then it goes to let's go get the dog. And then, what's that kid doing? We haven't done one of those in a while. So you think this is being exaggerated. It's not, because it happens and it goes on.
Yep.
So
it just gets worse.
Don't be surprised if that's the stories you hear from the weekend. And it's February 11th through the 13th from 12 to 5 in front of the Saguaro Hotel. And, Lucy will be there 4,000. With her guitar and a bunch of people. Give the Telegram account if that's where you want people to go to join to get the information, or if there's Facebook, which that'll get shut down, but at least give the Telegram.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and a Telegram page. They're both called The Holy War in AZ. So feel free to jump on there, see what we're doing. We're preparing We're praying. We're getting ready to just be out there in a 3-day prayer event, because you know God fights our battles for us. We're supposed to do exactly what He's telling us to do. No fear. Resist the devil. Stand against evil. Occupy the land until He returns. And that's what I'm going to do.
And it's the Holy War in AZ on Facebook and Telegram, and it's Holy Holy. And that's for any of those who haven't gone to church or read Bible or been anything with faith. It's H-O-L-Y, holy, not W-H-O-L-E-Y, holy, with an H. Okay,
yeah. Those if are for you're those who are
you're out of shape.
Yeah,
it's an H.
Church, come down to Tempe to Hope of the Valley Assemblies. We have Sunday morning services at 11. We never closed during COVID. We've been
good.
We've been going. We feed the community. We're out there working every weekend, ministering to the homeless. And God is moving, and we're obedient. So I thank you so very much for having me on, Michelle. And I want to thank you for everything that you do for the Republic, for our freedoms. We are desperately in need of good patriots like you who give us the truth, and I'm really grateful for you.
You're welcome, and also thank you for everything you're doing and the information that you've given me and the questions and your patience as I ask my kindergarten questions, and I know you giggle in your head and you're like, wow, she really knows something about God and the Bible, but I'll entertain, I'll give her the facts. So I appreciate your patience and all that. And then real quick, do you want to sing like a couple phrases of a song that I'd asked you to do in church like 6 months ago? Or did you have that prepared? Did you want to give me a little something?
But I'll give you a little inspiration here.
Yeah, would you?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, yeah.
For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved. God so loved the world. Bring your failures, bring your addictions. Come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world.
Amen. John 3:16. Oh, thank you so much, my friend. You know how I love to hear you sing. And I appreciate you sharing that with us on the air. That was absolutely beautiful. And you said John, what, 3:16? Is that what you said?
John 3:16.
All right, so everybody, you want to head down to the Saguaro Demonic Hotel, February 11th through the 13th, even if it's for 5 minutes, and swing by. And you can check out on Facebook, the Evil Satanic Facebook, and also on Telegram, The Holy War in AZ, and that's holy with an H for those of you out of shape. So thank you, my friend. We'll talk later, and we got it going on. We'll do what we can. We'll do what we can to
thanks. God bless.
Satanists. All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Lizzie. Okay. Keep up the
you
great
too.
Work.
God bless. Thanks.
What a great patriot and a freedom fighter, faith fighter, and demon slayer, huh? Satan slayer, all of that, all rolled into one. There are good people out there. There are good people doing good business and good things, and we need to support them regardless if it's in your state or not. As I mentioned, it is about all of us getting involved, making the commitment, because once you commit, everything changes, whether it's in your business life, your in your business, your life, or in your community. And it is our civic duties to step into this realm, because it is, again, over the past 2 years, if you haven't realized that the people in leadership positions, they're not leaders, we do not call them leaders because they don't deserve the title, people in leadership positions make decisions that affect your life, your family's life, your business, your communities, your church, where you can go, where you can't go. I mean, you gotta, or what you can put in your body. What happened to my body, my choice? Again, the vaccine. They call it a vaccine. It is not. It's a non-vaccine. I always call it a non-vaccine bioweapon because it is a bioweapon. People are saying, oh, well, it's failing. You need to have more. It's not failing. If you listen to what's in the patents for the non-vaccine bioweapon, it is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Again, the manipulation of the words by the left and the right and the media and the people that sometimes you think are conservative characters, just listen to what they're saying. They're manipulating words and language, and they've been doing it for a long time. We just started to pay attention more so that it's happening. So be careful when people start talking. You know, they're like they say, well, it's not working. No, it is working. It's again, when I say that the Joe Biden Nazi regime is the most successful administration in the history of America. That is true. At accomplishing their agenda, true, of destroying this country. True. So you can't say he is not getting his agenda across, because he is. It's just not the agenda that I want or the agenda that you want. It's the same thing as the non-vaccine bioweapon. Well, they're going to say, well, the vaccines aren't working. They're having issues. No, they're not. They're designed to do exactly what they're doing. Make it very clear for people. And I'm going to keep an eye on the time because I'm not going to keep going and talking. And I know I keep saying that I don't want to talk about the COVID, but I feel obligated to kind of just push this home for people, because it is not, it's more than just the freedom to put, you have the decision to put something into your body. It will kill you. It will kill you. And not, this is not being overly, I don't want to say emotional or exaggerating. It's what it's designed to do. It says it in the patents. Don't believe me. Episode 285, which is a 10-minute excerpt of episode 286. It's with Karen Kingston. It's all right there. The virus, if you want to call it a virus, is made from a bat, and they took it and they made it in a lab. It creates the spike proteins, which actually destroys your immune system, gives you AIDS, right? Because it destroys your immune system and a lot of other things that allow you to hold back and fight against cancer and all those other things, right? And that's not including the blood clots and the myocarditis and the paralysis and all of that. I'm just talking about the fact that the spike proteins destroy your immune system. So you're wondering, well, people are getting sick. They're not getting sick from a variant. There's no such thing as a variant, because there's no the COVID. The COVID is just a bunch of symptoms that they created. They're like, oh, well, what about the test? The test, we already know 97% false positive. They're not designed to pick up a virus. The guy who created the test said, do not use these to detect a virus, because it can't, because it doesn't determine if it's a viral load of one, which is a dead cell from 20 years ago, or something that has 10,000 that's very active. So you don't need a test to tell if you're sick. Do you have a cold or the flu? That's what you have, the cold or the flu, right? So again, I just want to make it very clear. You've got to arm yourself with knowledge about the facts, about the COVID, the political propaganda pandemic, which literally is the whole thing, was calculated. And if you don't believe me on that, we have 37 episodes on COVID, the Great Reset. And that's from experts, doctors, common sense people, all of them literally just kind of lays it out. And then there's other experts that you can get that information from too. RFK Jr., he does some of his presentations where I've learned a lot of information. Not to mention his new book that came out about Anthony Fauci, or Tony Fauci, you know, just the ones that really know him well, that he's like a lying, squirrely, demonic little satanic demon. They all call him Tony, right? Those are the ones who've known this guy for 30 years back when he was doing all the AIDS manipulation and the HIV stuff. But anyway, arm yourself with the information, because you got to get this through your head. Except for what is happening, to know the truth, check the box, and let's move on, and then focus on our business, our life, and our community. once you have the facts and you let it digest and you're like, wow, they really did one over on all of us. They lied. They're still lying. So that when you see things on TV, which you shouldn't be watching, getting your news from there anyway, even Fox and Newsmax, right? You're watching that and you're just going, that's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. You got people that have big shows. Sean Hannity lies to you all the time. What comes out of his mouth? His guests lie to you, right? Nobody needs to be taking this non-vaccine bioweapon because of what's in it, because what it's designed to do. And the worst is when they say, well, it should be somebody who is immune compromised. Oh my God, no. Because if the spike protein destroys your immune system, why in God's name would you, I don't want to say that, why would you want to actually destroy it further and faster? Makes no sense, right? So why is that expert, who everybody thinks is amazing, say that? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that unless you're compromised. Or perhaps you have a vested interest in other vaccines that are coming out, or you're just going off of talking points, or you're literally just talking out of your ass because it doesn't make any sense. So again, be careful on where you're getting the information from. You want the truth on it, literally. Episode 285 is a 10-minute segment from episode 286 with Karen Kingston. Now, on our Take Action menu, I'm calling it the Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And I have the second or third one down. It says, watch and listen. COVID vaccine interviews, Karen Kingston. It's a bioweapon and more truth bombs. You click on that. It's going to get you over to her specific website that has presentations. It has the most recent interviews and, of course, her bio information. Just go ahead and go through those. And that will shed all the light that you need and all the truth, because the information is not based on opinions, like you're going to have these talking heads on all the shows. It's based on facts. It's based on government documents. It's based on actual tests. It's based on most of the information she gets. The websites all end in .gov, as in gov. So that's where you take your facts from, not a hypothesis, not a speculation, or what somebody thinks. Like they say, oh, well, if you're older, you should take this. Wow, why? 99.98% survival rate. It's the flu. It's a cold. Yeah. So anyway, everythinghomeaboutus.com, that is the Take Action menu. And it's going to have all the information you need. It's the links to listen to this show, to listen to us live. It has the links to those specific Karen interviews. It has the links to other episodes where we had a lot of famous and well-known guests. Brighteon.tv, which is Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Mountain Time is Brighteon TV, which is our video show. You want to see the movie on January 6th? It's on here. I put it on there. Our interview with the filmmaker and the director of Capital Punishment, which is the movie, Chris Burgard. And of course, not only do I want you to be armed with the information, and there's a tab on here too for COVID interviews to get over to those 37 that we talked about. It's COVID and the Great Reset and everything that just kind of clues you in on what's really going on. Again, reposition your reality, people. Everything you've been told over the past decades has been a lie, right? I'm questioning, is 2 and 2 really 4? Because everything else seems to be just in opposite land. So when you realize that, you can go ahead and check that off the box and then move on. And then again, focus back on business, life, and community. And that's what we're providing with you, information on all these shows. I have 8 guests on every Monday in order to get you that information and to give you the resources of the people that you want to do business with, the ones that you want to be friends with, the ones that you want to get information from, the ones that you want to hire, the ones that you want to buy their stuff from, the groups that you want to join, the nonprofits you want to support, literally, and the shows that you need to watch, the other shows that are out there that are great that we're having them come on. Plus, if you go and the other Patriot Media publications on where to get your content, because you're not going to get it from television because it's literally all propaganda and lies. And of course, you know, remember, they'll do their 4 a.m. talking points and then they all repeat the same thing. Like, you know, when they're talking, they want to move the election of the Supreme Court justice quickly. So then they came up with all these different adjectives to to be the word quickly, because quickly wasn't enough. So it was like quickly, exponentially, or expeditiously, right? And you're just like, wow. And then they all said it. And it's a word that's not a normal word. And then you're like, wow. Again, remember when we were talking, and it's 2:56, so I'm going to wrap it up. When we were talking, all of the bigs, right? So you've got your bigs. I haven't said this in a while. But you've got all of the big entities. So those 13 bigs are the ones that are against we the people. So you got your big media, your big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. And I came up with this in the spring of last year before I went to Tulsa, which is in April. And then I found out there, because I couldn't understand how, big education, big nonprofit, big foundation. So that's part of it too. That was my 13. Those were my add-ons. So I was like, wow, but the messaging is consistent. Well, what we found out there, and this is from a source that I cannot repeat, but no, that is 100% true is what I'm saying. So there's a PR company called Edelman PR, which is links them all together, which is how the messaging is distributed and consistent. They were getting the slides from the CDC. They were getting it from the WHO. That's all their clients. And all their clients were all these people in these different categories. So then they would come up with the messaging. They would come up with the different presentations. They would do all that and distribute to all of their clients in all these different categories. And that's how this behemoth was able to be pushed out amongst the American people for the past 2 years, the political propaganda pandemic. So once you realize that and once you accept it, listen to the episodes that I just gave you, check those out, things will change. And then you'll actually get on board with the convoy of the truckers up in Canada who have the Canucks in order to stand up for what they believe and stand up for their freedom. And that's what we're encouraging you to do. So we're giving you a place to do that. Not only here on the show, but it's the Save My Freedom movement. Save My Freedom, because it's all about your personal freedom, your financial freedom, and your professional freedom, right? And that's what we have on the table right now that we have the potential to lose, and we don't want to do that. So what are we going to do? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to step up? Are you going to show up, right? Because once you commit, everything changes. You got to pick a lane. You don't want to be a COVID slave. You got to stand up, show up, speak up. It's time to fight for your freedom, collaborate, become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. Join our Save My Freedom movement. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and you'll see the multiple ways you can join. Join us over in the Clubhouse group. Join us on Facebook. You know, I'm not a fan, but that's where people are. So we're going to get you there and then bring you over to the Clout Hub group. We're going to be doing live events. We're doing virtual events. This is a way for people to network together I want businesses to be networking. I want people to buy and sell each other's products and services. We're bringing in Red Balloon. We're bringing in Patriot Impact. So all of these places are these resources. And Public Square, they have the resources for all the businesses and organizations. And we're bringing all that together because we want you to be able to know about each other and to learn about each other and hear about each other. Stop using the big box stores. Stop using the big corporations that are evil, demonic, and want to destroy your business, destroy your lives, and force you to do things that are not only unconstitutional but against the law, which is these mandates. There's just suggestions, and there's so much. But anyway, go check out that menu. That's our Take Action menu, and all the information that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. We are kicking it in the gear this week, the Save My Freedom movement, really hardcore. I've got some social media help coming, and this thing's going to be huge. I want as many people as involved to get a part of it, because if we can motivate the masses to get off their asses and take action now and work together and mobilize and multiply, then we can make a huge difference in our communities and our local politics. Because everybody will be talking to each other, and you won't have to rely. We won't have to worry that on the George Soros and friends and all that they have 10 times as much coming into the campaigns of the demonic left people who literally want to destroy this country. Well, want to, they are. So we can win. We can fight. And even though they're probably going to rig the elections again, right? We still have to go vote, because then once once the numbers come through and the people that are keeping an eye on this, right, that are analyzing the data after, they could say, well, here is the fraud. Here it is. But if we don't go, then you won't be able to show the fraud. So you still got to vote, but you got to do more than vote. It's 301. I'm wrapping it up. I remember Joan Rivers. She said, oh, don't worry, I'm going to get the show started. And meanwhile, she'd been talking for 2 hours. So you still got to go vote. So even if you think your vote's not going to count, which probably it's not in some cases, it doesn't matter. You still got to go through the motions. You still got to vote. You got to support the candidates because some of them will go through and win. Some of them won't because until the machines are gone, and as Mike Lindell says, they are melted as prison bars, we're never going to have an honest election. We really haven't had an honest election since probably 2002 or four. But we're just all starting to clue in. And, of course, this last one in 2020 was the most aggressive form and diverse forms. Diversity. They have diversity. Forms of diversity for election fraud. So, again, keep in mind, it is not election integrity. It is election fraud prevention because that's what we're fighting against. We're not fighting to keep it in the integrity election. We already know that there's nefarious characters that are coming at you. So we actually have to be election fraud prevention measures because we already know that that's what they're doing. So we have to come up with those measures. They have them. They just need to implement them. And we need to get the people out of the way. Like, a majority of the Republicans, the RINOs here in Mayor Corruption County and Anarchy, Arizona. So that is my spiel for today. Again, get involved. Get involved. Take action. We're showing you how to do that. We're leading the way. We're bringing all the groups together, the influencers, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the regular people who are at it. They are sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. And you got to get pissed, people. You got to get pissed. We, the people. And then things change. Then it is amazing what happens when you get to the point. Because if you're mad, you're mad. If you're pissed, if you're sad, you're sad. But when you get pissed and you go like this, that's it. I've had it. It's kind of like, remember in Mommy Dearest, she is at the PepsiCo board meeting. And it was, I can't remember, Joan Crawford. She's at the meeting with all the boys. And I believe, and I'm going to cut and paste this, and I'll have it as a sound bite for Monday's show. And she's like, don't bleep with me, fellas. And she's pissed. Well, look what happens when not just a woman scorned, when we the people are scorned. So it's up to each of us. Again, it's business, life, and community. Take action, BLC. It is the three legs of the stool of life, and it is our civic duty to get involved in every single one of them. Again, I want you to become the 2.0 version of YOU for 2022. It's time to get into the game in all of the aspects of your lives, because what do you have to lose and how much time do you have left? Why not do it now? What? Don't wait for second quarter, third quarter. God only knows. There might be no food on the shelf by the time the second quarter comes, and that's when you're going to implement your business plan in order to go pick up the phone and go get new clients or reach out to that person that you've always wanted to have as a potential mentor or client or coach or somebody on your show or somebody you wanted to say, hey, thank you to. Or maybe you should spend a little time contacting a couple people and just saying, hey, thank you for being amazing. Thank you for being a supportive friend. Thank you for being a great business contact or colleague or whatever it may be. Gratitude goes a long, long way. And if you can reconnect with some people you haven't in a while and you find out they're more like-minded to you than ever before. And again, you start doing those collaboration calls that I've been doing since November when I kind of came up with this idea. And I'm like, God, I pick up the phone. I talk to amazing people. And all of those things have gotten to the point where we are now, where we are ready to really launch the Save My Freedom movement. And, what's going on behind the scenes, as I'll probably share next week, is just mind-blowing. So, yeah, what are you going to do every day? You're going to pray. You are going to, what did I say, pray, plan, and it was three Ps. I come up with all this stuff, and then I write it down, and then if you would see what this place looks like behind the scenes, don't light a match. That's all I got to say, because you know me. I love my pen and paper. Literally, there's paper everywhere. Play. Oh, I know what it is. It's pray, plan, and take action. Pray, plan, take action every day. That's what you need to do. Not do something, because that's squirrely. That sounds like, oh, that you can throw in some excuses. You're going to just take action. Not do something, because something could be anything. Like, oh, what'd you do today? Oh, I moved my glass. I did something. No, that's not taking action. Moving a glass is not taking action. So every day, you're going to pray. You're going to plan, and you're going to take action. All righty? You're going to become the 2.2 or the 2.0 version of yourself, of the YOU, and your personal and your professional lives. And we're doing it with you. There is amazing things that we've got working on. I'm going to be starting, hopefully, in the next couple of days. And our show is going to be broadcasted on the Conservative Television of America. There's three other platforms that we are working on. And we've got two new shows that we are putting together that are going to be on our on this platform and many other the new platforms that we're bringing on. So it's I'm just trying to move things along as quickly as possible. So everybody that's listening and our new friends and our partners all can enjoy in this together and grow as a group, because that's what it's all about, a community. So join the community, and all the social medias that we are on is at our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. So listen to this show. Share it with your friends. Listen to the other shows. Literally, when I say there's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content with helpful, it's just not talking heads. Like, we're just not hypothesizing about a bunch of crap so we can hear ourselves talk. It's take action items, literally, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your communities with 326 partners, 777 live segments. That's a lot of content. Start there first. Go to our website first. Hang out under the Take Action tab. You're going to find all the people that you need to know about, the messages that matter, all the other shows. There's a Patriotic Media page that has all publications that have the new, like, true news. And there's another page, Must Follow and Join. Those are the groups. Those are the people that have the messages that matter. A Must Listen To and Must Watch. That's the TV shows, the talk radio shows, the live streams. TV show, talk radio, oh, and the podcast. Yeah, they're all listed there. So that's where you're going to find all these great, amazing people that have literally the messages that matter that you need to know about. Start on our website. You'll never need to use Google again. Certainly not Google. Or even DuckDuckGo. What are you going to do? Why would you work with a stranger? Stranger danger. You've been told your whole life that strangers are bad. What do you do when you want to get a product or service or get content? You Google somebody and you start listening to a stranger. Nuh-uh. Why? Why? Why listen to a stranger when we've done the heavy lifting? We've done the work. We've ferreted them out. We've vetted them. And they're a referral from somebody else who's a referral from somebody else. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just bringing more people together so it spins faster, more hands on the wheel, spinning faster. That's what we're doing, making it simple. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I don't have that kind of time. I don't have the energy to reinvent the wheel. It's the stupidest thing ever. So don't do that for yourself. You're not out there by yourself. You don't have to be solo in this. You've already got a group of people here. So, yeah, if you want to start your own group, go. That's fine. Or just become part of ours, and you'll get to know all these other amazing groups and organizations and people, because you're not alone. Why? So why? And come join the Facebook group with us. Join the Cloud Hub group. Join the Clubhouse group. Grow it with us. Be in a leadership position in the Save My Freedom movement. Let's make it all big together. Everybody wins. It's a win. Why not? Or do it by yourself. Go ahead. Reinvent the wheel. It's crazy. I don't want to do that. So I need more people to help join and make this really, really big. Now, let's just say you've got 10,000 people. Well, that's a pretty good audience. That's a pretty good opportunity for other people to networking and collaborating with each other, buying each other's products and services, supporting each other. And then we have a call to action. We say, okay, everybody, contact this guy at this number, because this is what he's doing really bad in the community. And the next thing you know, things change, right? Oh, perfect example. And it's 3:10, and I'm gonna wrap it up. But I talked to my state representative, Joseph Chaplick, we're LD 23, legislature 23. It's now changed. They chopped it up, but for the right now, just go with 23. And then, he is a great guy. We're gonna do his recording of his show on Friday. They're in session now. This is our state of Arizona trying to make laws, right? So apparently, they've got a bunch of panhandlers, they've got a bunch of vagrants, they've got a bunch of literally illegal aliens and little kids all over Scottsdale. And it doesn't matter what city. I'm just giving an example because here I've driven by, I've seen them. They're on the side of the road. Panhandling and kind of causing some trouble. And they are also, they have signs that says need rent money. And then they have signs that say new to America. And you're going, whoa, because we know they got money from the NGOs, right? And they're actually being shipped around. They're being housed at these hotels. But anyway, shouldn't these kids be in school? And you want to talk about child abuse. So apparently there's major issues going on these street corners, right? Not just here by my house. So Chaplick calls up the city council, Betty, I believe it was Betty, the city council member, and he's like, what are you guys going to do? And why are these kids just on the street in the middle of the day? If anything, they should be in school. She said, well, it's not my problem. I can't do anything about it. That's something for the sheriff. He's like, no, that's what you guys tell the sheriffs and implement, and you keep things safe for people, especially for kids. She hung up on him because she didn't want to talk to him. So you have, again, we talked about the ridiculous people that are running the city of Scottsdale. There's just another example. She didn't want to deal with the problem. So she just hangs up the phone on a constituent and also on a state representative for the state of Arizona. Yeah. So they said, we got to go, right? But how do we get rid of them? We got to mobilize. So we can do it a couple of days before the election, or why don't we do it now? And again, do it now. But then make sure we're utilizing the power of the people for other things, because it's not just about doing it for elections or about getting and doing it as a group. So you have all these groups out there that are doing take action items, right? Well, what a great opportunity to network and collaborate with those people because you're like-minded and promote your business, product, and service. But obviously, you're not just there to pass out business cards. You do it in a tasteful way, but you get to know people that are working at your group, like my PC peeps. I get to know them, and then next thing you know, when they need when they need something from what I provide, and vice versa, I'll go to my PC peeps first before I go to Best Buy or hire a stranger off of Google. It's crazy. See, utilize the groups and the relationships. That's what this is all about. We are bringing together the like-minded patriots, small business owners, influencers, groups, nonprofit organizations, and purpose-driven people who get it, who want to all work and collaborate together. We're just making it easy to find each other and to find the information, find the contact, so you don't spend the time spinning your own wheels. And we've already done it. So we'll just start here. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com, EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. That is your take action menu. And all the information is there. So go check that out and join us. Join us. All righty, everybody. So that is it. Again, once you commit, everything changes. And I am committed. I am committed to bring everybody together that's been on the show, but at a level where they're probably going to get a little, they're like, wow, Michelle, you're calling again. I'm like, yeah, I need you on board. I need you to step up to the plate. I need everybody to step up to the next level, whether you got a show or you got a group or you got a business or you are starting to get involved. You want to get involved. Everyone needs to go one extra step in your own life, your business, and in your community and participation, because we are at a point where that needs to happen. And again, we're bringing together the groups to do this and the additional shows and this incredible mastermind summit networking collaboration group to motivate the masses to get off their asses, because it's time to mobilize and multiply an army of take action people. We the people. To grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their communities. That's how we do it, and that's what we're doing. So that's all going to be kicking into gear here very, very shortly. And stay tuned, because that is where my focus is going to be, in addition to, obviously, the shows. That's just the media platform of it all. But it's all coming together, and it's all going to benefit all of you. So please share this show, share this platform with your friends, your family, and share all the incredible resources that are included in it. And tune in on Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Brighteon.tv show, where I have to do my hair and makeup. And also then Monday, we'll be back. It's Phoenix Open week. And you know how I love the Phoenix Open. But they call it waste management now. It'll always be Phoenix Open to me, just like it'll always be Kinko's, even though it's FedEx. It is what it is. I live in the past. I can't help it. It was a much better place, as we were talking about earlier. And we'll get it back to then soon enough, peeps. And join us Mondays. We're always live Mondays. Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for your Nooner with Michelle. And to start your week off right, 5 guests, 7-minute segments. And then we have Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox starting at 1 and then 1:30. And then, boom, at 2 p.m. Mountain Time with longer form interviews. And I've got some amazing guests. I'll just tell you real quick who they are. I wrote them down. Where did I write it down? You should see the papers. Oh, the papers. Oh, so we got Kelly Cooper. He's running for Arizona Congress against Stanton. We don't like Stanton. And then we got Maureen Bannon, Captain Bannon from the War Room, Jeremy Torresk. Annie Cyrus is back. Cash Patel. That's just what I've got on over right now. But we're going to load up February and March. Literally, I'm telling you, I'm bringing you all the content, the quality content, because that's what my jam is. Again, once you commit, everything changes. So start doing it. I'm doing it. I am doing it. We just got to get the exercise thing going. I think I'm going to do it today, even if it's like a sit-up. And then we could do sit-up sessions in the morning, live on the radio. Okay, we're doing sit-ups, even if it's for like 5 minutes, because that'll help. Because when you do nothing, then even the littlest help, just like those who stand for nothing, fall for everything. So, yeah. Good advice. So a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. The information, the episodes, and their own shows are on our website. Go to the Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Check out the Marketplace tab. Go over there and spend some money. Get your patriotic gear. Get your My Pillow. Go to my store that's there. Use promo code HOME, promo code HOME for most of the things. Get your Dr. Zev Zelenko supplements. Literally everything you need is on that Marketplace. And then 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners and groups helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. You know, the groups that are actually doing the heavy lifting, not the ones that are getting all of this GOP money and foundations, you know, all that, those rhinos. Stop giving your money to the GOP. Be conscious of where you're spending your money. Get your money out of the big institutions like Bank of America. Go to your community bank and open up your accounts. That's how we dismantle the beast and we conquer from that. We have control of the purse. Oh, dig into your purse and be careful where you spend your money, because that's how we kill the enemy. That's how we do it, peeps. So anyway, yeah, again, I think you got it all. And again, Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, head over to brighthand.tv. It's our video show. And then again, Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we'll be back live on the radio. So go take action. What we shared, follow us. Join our community. Now, I want you to follow me. I want you to join the community. Go on social media. It's on the Take Action menu. Share the shows. Share the content. Share this resource and the new websites in the works, so that way you can really find everything very, very easily. Up until now, I've had to do everything myself. I'm not a tech person. I just kind of just added on and added and did whatever, because, you know, this is not my jam, man. So anyway, go make it a great day, because you deserve it. A little God bless America. And we are headed out. See you on Friday. Brighteon.tv, 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.